Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our storyteller.
Mike Chow is a photojournalist in Phoenix. In 1999, the Serbians had occupied Kosovo and many Albanian refugees came to the U.S. Mike had been covering the conflict in Kosovo, as well as one refugee in particular named Naim Berisha, who ended up in Phoenix. After the war ended, Mike and his colleague Chris Fiscus accompanied Naim when he returned to Kosovo.
Naim was very, very nervous because he heard a bunch of stories about how the Serbs were robbing and pillaging homes and torching them on their way out. And he wasn't even sure that he even had a house to go home to. As we pulled in closer to his neighborhood, we could see that he still had a house there. We walked into his house, and you could tell that somebody had been living there. It was ransacked. But he was one of the lucky ones because he had a house. He took us over around the city and showed us a bunch of the damages that were that happened around Pristina. But Naim wanted to show us this one national park, which was northeast of the city, Jermia Park. And so we drove over there. And when we got out of the parking lot, we walked along this narrow trail that was lined with trees. There were oak and wildflowers of red and white and purple. It opened up into this meadow off in the distance. You could see on the tree there was a sign. And the words on the sign said, "Submunitions." It meant there were landmines out there. The Serbs had used this area during the war, and so now this whole area is basically useless to the rest of the public. And so I began taking some pictures. I shot my pictures and everything, and Naim's 15-year-old son, Dardan, he grabbed me, and he stopped me. When I looked down on the ground, we were walking on a bunch of leaves on this trail, and you could see tripwire. My heart had stopped. It dropped down into my shoes. We carefully backpedaled, trying to retrace our steps, and until I got on asphalt, I was able to exhale. You know, back then, I was pretty reckless and wild shooting pictures, and I would do almost anything to get, you know, the photo. But now, I had a wife at home, I had a family, I had a 6-month-old. I learned a lot from that experience. And, you know, one of the things that it's taught me is that there are different ways of telling stories. And I can't tell you that I don't do stupid things anymore because I'm a guy and that's in our DNA and we do stupid things. But I can't tell you either that I don't take risks. Because in our business, without risk, there are fewer rewards. I've learned the difference between taking risks and taking chances. Thank you.
Mike Chow is a staff photojournalist at the Arizona Republic. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, October 26th, at Skyline, which is the rooftop patio, at the Renaissance Phoenix Downtown Hotel. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator, Megan Finnerty. We'll bring you more storytellers from these local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.